This is Church Alive's Teaching of the Week by Pastor Gene Amoson. For additional teachings or information about the church, go to churchalive.net.
Are we ready to get into the Word today? Oh, come on. We ready to get into the Word today? Good deal. All right, let me just get real with you today. And I'm hoping that some of y'all will be honest and say, Pastor Gene, you're not the only one. There are times whenever I'm out and about, maybe in a store, and I spot somebody. And I avoid them. Anybody ever done that before? You're like, Like, I don't need produce that bad. I'll just skip it this week. Maybe, if you're like me, there's times whenever your phone dings or rings, and you look at it and you think to yourself, I just can't. I just can't. Can somebody get real and say you've done that before? Now, I don't know about you, but I have this tension that I struggle with whenever that happens, whenever I have these feelings. And the reason is because as a pastor and as a Christian, I feel like I don't need to be that way. And I think to myself, well, maybe I should pick up the call. These people want to talk to me and they want my time and they're going to give their time. So maybe I need to. But then there's the other side of me that says to myself, you need to steward your time wisely. We only have so much time, right? We need to steward our time wisely. And in addition to that, Gene, there are times whenever there are some people in my life that I just honestly, I don't need to spend a ton of time with them. It's just for the best. Y'all ever struggle with that a little bit? We're in our First Things First series, and of course we're talking about priorities in this series, and we've mentioned that if our priorities are out of whack, our life is out of whack. The foundation of everything has to be the Lord, right? If He's not first, then everything is automatically out of order. And so we've been talking about having Him first in our life, having Him first in our home. But today what we want to do is we want to actually talk about our relationships, okay? So that's where we're going to go today. And as we begin, I just want you to know that the people in your life matter. Probably more than you actually realize. Those who you are associated with, they really do matter. Now, there's an old saying that says, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Have y'all heard that before? Let me tell you, there's truth in that saying, right? I mean, it's absolutely the truth. Then there's another one that says, if you look at the five people that you hang around with the most, that it's really going to affect you. That's kind of what you'll become. So for instance, with those five people that you hang out with the most, their habits will probably become your habits, right? Their mindset will eventually become your mindset. Their faith, or lack thereof, will start to be the way you believe. That'll rub off on you. And God cares who we're all connected to. I want you to hear me today. He cares who we're all connected to. And it's not because He's controlling. It's because He understands that influence is real. He knows that influence is real. In the book of Proverbs, there's a number of verses that have to do with relationships. There's a number of verses that have to do with friendships. And so this morning, we're going to look at a few of those. The first one being Proverbs 13:20, where it says, walk with the wise and become wise. For a companion of fools suffers harm. This is simple, it's powerful, and of course it's truth, right? It's in the Word of God. If you walk with wise people, then you're going to become wise. You're going to become wiser. Probably if my mom was to say the rest of this verse, Gene, if you walk with idiots, you're going to suffer the consequences. There will be consequences that come along if you walk with fools, right? You're going to suffer harm. Again, our friendships, they affect our future. 1 Corinthians 15:33, Paul says this. He says, do not be deceived. You want to know why he said that? Because some people have been deceived, right? He said this, bad company corrupts good character. Bad company corrupts good character. I think Paul said this because he had people who thought, no, I can be with this group right here and it's not going to affect me. And Paul was saying, it will affect you. Don't be deceived, right? We become who we hang around. Bad company will negatively affect our character. let's think about this just for a minute. A couple of months ago, we were in a series that we called Joseph, you know, Dreams to Destiny. And we talked about the fact that we can't get to our destiny without having character. We looked at all the character tests that Joseph dealt with. Whenever we look at this verse right here, this verse is telling us, listen, if you're hanging out with the wrong people, because it's going to affect your character, you will not get to your destiny. Y'all hear me today? The wrong people will keep you from getting to your destiny. It's not just between you and God. Okay? So Joseph had to pass those character tests to get to his destiny. And again, it still applies to us. But if the Lord's first in our lives, then it's important that we're careful about our relationships because, again, they can negatively affect our walk with Him. Our relationships can keep us from getting to our destiny. So today I want us to look at a few relationship truths. And the first one is this, is that not everyone deserves access to your life. Not everyone deserves access to your life. Hear me today. Access equals influence. Access equals influence. And you need to guard who influences you. Jesus is actually a great example of this. I mean, while he was on earth, he obviously ministered to the multitudes, big crowds. But whenever we start to look at his people that he spent time with the most, we know that there were the 70 disciples, right? Then inside of that group was the 12 apostles. And then inside of that group was what we would call his inner circle, the main three, Peter, James, and John, right? Like those were the guys, if you look at Peter, James, and John, they were with Jesus in some really big times, like, you know, Transfiguration and such. But Jesus had boundaries. That's what we need to understand with his relationships. If Jesus is our example, right, and if he had boundaries whenever it comes to who was around him, do y'all think we need to have boundaries? I'd say we do, right? I think we should. And here's what we, again, need to understand. We've got to get this, that whoever we spend our time with, whoever has access to us, has influence in our lives. Our closest relationships, they shape our thoughts. Our closest relationships shape our decisions and our values. And you can't hang around negative people and stay positive. Can I just be honest with you? Y'all know some negative Nancys. It's hard to stay positive around them. You can't hang around compromise and stay holy either, can you? You just can't do it. And I want you to hear me today. Not everyone is assigned to your future. Not everyone is assigned to your future. Some relationships are a blessing, and some are a real lesson. Can we get real? We learn some things from some relationships, don't we? Some people are in your life for a season, but not a lifetime. And whenever we step into new seasons, it's very common that some people do not go with us into that season. And I want you to hear me today. That's completely okay because that's the way God planned it. Let me get real with you. Some of y'all are in that place maybe in the last few years if you've connected with Church Alive. Maybe you've gone to a new place with the Lord and you feel like, man, you are on the right track and you've had people in your life that have kind of slowly started to just not be around nearly as much. It's because you're in this new season and they have not come with you into that new season. And again, it's okay. God often designs it that way, right? As we go into new seasons, as we're really going after the Lord, a lot of times our friends and the people that we're around will change. And again, it's okay. There are some people that we can be around, though, that are just flat out toxic. Have y'all ever been around those people? Right? Those folks, they just pull us down spiritually. They distract us from our calling. The way they talk, it'll sometimes even have us doubting God. It's just the influence that they have on us. If we don't watch it, those same people, the chaos that's happening in their life will just start to make our lives chaotic. We can take their chaos even to our house, and it can even start to affect our family. We got to be careful who we're around. And I want you to hear me today. It's okay to create boundaries. It's okay to create them. They're not mean. They're actually healthy. We can love people from a distance. That's okay, isn't it? You can pray for someone without having them in your inner circle. I want you to understand that as well. And protecting your peace isn't selfish. It's wisdom. It's wisdom. We just came out of the holidays, and there may be some families that you've got relatives that you are thinking to yourself, they're going to come over to the house, and I don't really need that in my home. Some of y'all may have had those thoughts just run through your head. You know, if you've got a relative that comes over and just everything that comes out of their mouth is just vulgar, you don't need your kids to hear that. If you've got a relative that comes over and you know they're going to smell like alcohol the second that they walk into your house, you don't need that around your family. You don't need that in your home, man. You need to hear me today. So there may be times where you just have to make some hard calls, like, you know, maybe we're not going to host because we're not going to let our kids be subjected to that, right? It's protection, y'all. It's protection, right? We need to be careful who's influencing ourselves, but also our family as well. There are some people that we just need to love from afar. Some really afar, right? I mean, some really afar. And maybe you're asking, but Pastor Gene, what if they're family? I need you to hear me today. You can love family and still have boundaries. Loving someone doesn't mean that you're going to let them, again, negatively affect you or your family. And I know some of you, you may be dealing with this. You may be. And you're like, but, you know, I'm trying to be a good Christian. I'm trying to love everybody. Well, a lot of times people do that, but they end up becoming a doormat, right? Sometimes you feel like, well, they need me. Let me just tell you, it's hard to help somebody if they're pulling you down in the process as well. So sometimes we need to kind of take a 30,000-foot view and just look at it. How's it actually affecting you? Because you've got to protect your peace. You've got to protect your home. Amen? Let's think about David and Saul just for a minute. King Saul. You've got David, and most of y'all probably know the story. David played the harp for Saul at some point because there was this tormenting spirit, and anytime David played the harp for him, Saul was doing good, or he was doing better. We know that David killed Goliath. We know that David led Saul's armies and was very victorious, or just very successful in leading his armies. David didn't have a desire to chase the throne at all. But of course, we see that Saul started to get jealous. David loved Saul. He did. He honored Saul. He loved Saul. He had the opportunity to kill him multiple times, and he didn't, as a matter of fact. But even though David loved Saul, David realized he needed to keep a little distance in between he and Saul at one point, mainly because there were a couple of times that Saul threw a spear at him. So for the good of David's health, he created some distance, right? Listen, there are some people that we need to create some distance between us and them, again, because it's better for us that way. So a question for you, who has access to your life right now? And again, not everyone deserves access. Amen. Number two, surround yourself with people going where you're going. Surround yourself with people going where you're going. Your vision should determine your relationships. For instance, if your vision is a godly marriage, you and your spouse need to be around people who have godly marriages. Do you hear me today? If your vision is to grow spiritually, you need good, strong believers as your friends. Amen. It's hard to pursue God if you're hanging out with people who don't. I just need somebody to hear me today. If you say, man, I'm going after God, but the people you're hanging with aren't, that is going to slow down the process or either put it in park, okay? If you're pursuing God, hang out with people who are pursuing God. Amen. Here's a statement I got for you today. Our relationships should reflect where we're going and not where we've been. Amen. Not where we've been. This should be common sense, but let's just talk about it just for a minute. I don't know everybody's story here. I know that there are some incredible testimonies in this house. I know that there are some people in this church that God's brought out of a life of addiction. If that's their story, right? If God's brought them out of that, God set them free from that, then the people that they're hanging out with don't need to be the same people that they used to do that kind of stuff with, right? The people, if they want to remain living in freedom, if they want to be pursuing God, then this crowd that they're hanging out with now has to look completely different from that crowd. Does that make sense? So it needs to look like where you're going, your relationships, and not where you've been. Amos 3:3 says, can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? If someone close to you is going a different direction, at some point you're going to have to part ways. You're going to have to part ways according to the scripture. Proverbs 27:17, y'all know this verse. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Can I go ahead and just tell you, not everybody's iron. we love this verse in church circles, right? We love talking about it in church, but outside of church, a lot of times the people we're hanging out with, they are not sharpening us, they are dulling us. They're bringing us down, right? They're bringing us down, and we need people who challenge us to grow. Let me tell you something, we don't just need cheerleaders in our life. We need people that actually challenge us. You need people who will push you. Ladies, if you get lipstick on your teeth, I've never experienced that problem. But if you have, don't you want a friend that'll be like, hey, you need to go look in the mirror real quick and fix this? Do y'all want that? I mean, if they're really a friend, they're not going to let you walk around all day looking like that, are they? Now, that's just a silly example, but at the same time, a real friend, I need you to hear me today, a real friend will get honest with you in situations that are much more serious than that, right? Whenever we've stalled out, like maybe just in our walk with the Lord, or maybe we've stalled out in ministry, or whatever it is, a real friend's going to sit down and talk with us. And a lot of times it's up to us in how we're going to receive that. Regina and I have had to have some of these conversations in the past where we were just concerned about people. Maybe they started hanging out with, you know, another group, if you will, maybe just some hobbies and doing some stuff, or maybe a certain family or another couple, something like that. We had this conversation one time with a couple, and we just said, we're going to be honest with you. Y'all talk a lot about this other family that y'all hang out with, and can we just tell you, it's changed you. Can I be honest with you? I hate conversations like this. And I want everybody to hear me today. If you've got people in your life that's ever had to sit down and have a talk like that, they are not enjoying it one bit. Nobody says, oh, I'm going to sit down and just get honest with them and clobber them. And this is going to be fun. Nobody enjoys these kind of conversations. We had this conversation because we love them so much. And you could tell that they really were not wanting to receive it at that moment. But they called us back later and they said, we talked and you're right. We have changed. You need people that'll push you. You need people that'll come to you and will call out things because they care about you. And again, it's up to you as to how you're going to receive it. If you really know that person loves you, then you just need to step back before you react in a terrible way and just say, well, maybe it's something worth thinking about and considering, right? You really need to think about that. Real friends tell you the truth, even whenever it's hard. And truly, that's sharpening like what Proverbs talks about. And y'all, we need different kind of people in our life. We need people that are going to encourage us, that are going to lift us up whenever we're just down, right? We need people that are going to challenge us to do better, to be better. And here's what I need to say to you very clearly this morning. Church family is not optional for Christians. Okay, some of y'all believe that. Church family is not optional for Christians, okay? It's just the truth. Hebrews 10 says this in verse 24. It says, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Verse 25, you've probably heard pastors say this before. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Not forsaking getting together. I love this. Even on cold, nasty days. Amen. As in the manner of some, but exhorting. Somebody say exhorting. Exhorting one another. I want you to hear me today. You are not designed to do life alone. That's not the way God created you to function. You know, you may say, well, I'm an independent. Gene, I'm not a people person. You came from people. You are automatically a people person. Do you hear me today? God created you for community. And let me go ahead and just give a big plug right now. This is the main reason that we do life groups at Church Alive. It's for the sake of community. And it just so happens, life group registration is open today. I mean, wow. What's the chance of that happening today? I don't know. Hear me today. We talked about, for instance, if you're trying to have a godly marriage, you need to be around godly couples. Some of you say, we need to be around better couples. There's not a better way to do it than life group. You say, well, I come to church with a bunch of godly couples on Sunday morning. You do, but right now you're not really fellowshipping with them and you're not really getting to know them, right? So at life groups, it's more of a small setting. It's kind of like small church, right? And the great thing is you get to know folks and you get to learn more about them and you get to pray for each other. You get to cover them whenever they're going through stuff. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. People that have been part of life groups at Church Alive, they're like, oh yeah, we are all in on this. They absolutely love it. You need good people around you. You need community around you. I want you to understand this. Casual Sunday attendance, it's not enough. It's not enough. And I want to encourage you to also audit your closest relationships. Just a few things for us to think about. Do your friends push you towards Jesus or do they pull you away? Whenever you spend time with people, are you encouraged or are you discouraged? Are you absolutely drained? That's never a good feeling. Do the people that you hang out with the most, do they build you up or do they tear you down? I'm going to come back to this in just a second. Are they full of faith or are they just so pessimistic and just so full of doubt? Are they helping you get to where you are wanting to go to? And if not, then it's time to reevaluate how much time you're spending with these people. I mentioned that whole thing of, are you drained or do they build you up or tear you down? In the past, and I'm just thinking of an example, there used to be someone, a guy who would call and say, hey, let's have lunch. And so again, being a good Christian, I felt like I needed to go have lunch, right, and spend time. And after I was done having lunch, every time I would be leaving the restaurant, I'm just like, that was not enjoyable. This person would be very cynical about ministry. Sarcasm, it's one of my spiritual gifts at times. But, you know, with sarcasm, there is a place to where people will say, well, you know, I'm just joking, but at the same time, they're digging, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? No, you're not joking. You're taking a shot at me is what you're doing. And so I was subjecting myself to this every few months. And then finally, I just realized, why am I doing this? Maybe y'all have that going on in your life. I kind of just cut that one off, right? I can't do it anymore. But those are just some things to think about. And once again, get into a life group. Let's just go ahead and say that again. Be intentional about who you're spending time with. So number two, surround yourself with people going where you're going. Number three, be the right kind of friend. Be the right kind of friend. Don't just look for the right people or right person. Be the right person. It sounds like stuff that we talk to our kids about from time to time. Proverbs 18:24. Y'all have probably said this to your kids before. A man who has friends must himself be friendly. But there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Young folks, you attract who you are. You attract who you are. This applies to all of us today. If you want godly friends, then you need to be a godly friend. If you want encouraging friends, then you need to be an encourager, right? If you want loyal friends, then be loyal. Don't skedaddle, you know, as soon as they're not popular in school anymore, right? Y'all remember that? Can y'all remember the drama in junior high and high school? Oh my word, how people were just so your friend one day, not your friend the next. Good grief. I'm so glad I'm past that point in my life. Although I had beautiful hair back then, I got to be honest with you. Gorgeous. It was like Elvis. It was gorgeous. But you don't just find great friends. Hear me today. You become one. You become one. And with our friends, we should positively be affecting their lives as well. You know, we've talked about having people that affect us and positively affect us. Are we the same blessing to them? Do they look a little more and more like Jesus over time as they're spending time with us? Because again, we're supposed to be salt and light, right? Because we're in their lives, again, they should be getting stronger spiritually. Our influence should be pulling people up. Now, as godly friends, let's talk about what that looks like. We need to be loyal. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times. Loyal. We need to be truthful. We need to tell them what they need to hear in a loving way. Here's the thing. Anytime you're delivering truth, it's got to come with love. Hear me today. It's got to come with love. We don't just tell them what they want to hear. We need to be truthful with them. You know, accountability, it's not judgment. It's actually love. And don't not say anything and then later say, well, you know, I thought about telling you. Well, what a friend you are, right? If they're going down the wrong road, be honest with them. We need to be prayerful. We need to pray for our friends. We need to pray for them. We need to encourage our friends. We need to speak life that builds them up, and we need to be available to show up when it matters. When it matters. Good friends stay around whenever it's hard. And here's something else I want you to get. We should celebrate our friends whenever they're seeing God's blessings in their life, right? Whenever God's blessing them. There's no room for jealousy in real friendship. None whatsoever. We celebrate with them in the good times. We cry with them in the bad times. That's part of real friendship there. Think about Aaron and Hur in Exodus 17. In case you don't know the story, you've got Moses, you've got the children of Israel, there's a battle going on. As long as Moses has his hands up, they're winning the battle. Amen. Anytime his hands started to come down, then the battle would start to turn and they'd start losing men. But you got these two good guys, Aaron and Hur, and they get on each side of Moses and they hold his arms up long enough, for a long time actually. I mean, this is a battle. This wasn't a 10-minute thing, right? They hold his arms up for a long time so that ultimately they end up winning the battle. Y'all, that's what a friend does whenever you're tired, whenever you're wore out. They're there and they're speaking life into you. They're encouraging you. They're reminding you of God's plan for your life, and maybe you've hit a speed bump and maybe you've hit a low season. They're reminding you of God's goodness and that God's going to pull you through this and that they're going to walk with you through this. And then we need to be doing that same thing, right? Whenever our friends are walking through hard times. Let's remember that friendship is give and take. It's give and take. If you're always the one taking and never giving, you're not much of a friend. A leech is the word that comes to mind, but that's not friendship, right? It's give and take. Don't be the person that only calls whenever you need something, because every one of us, we got those people, and whenever they call, you want to pick up and say, "What do you want now? Can we get real?" Don't be that kind of friend. Don't be that kind of friend. Be the friend you wish you had, amen? Church, I want you to hear me today. Relationships matter. They matter. Who we're connected to will determine where we will ultimately end up. It's just the truth. And maybe today you realize that you need to move on from a toxic friendship. Maybe you realize it's time to put some distance in between that person or some different people in your life. Maybe today you realize, we could probably do better in pursuing some godly relationships. Because again, the ones around you are going to influence you. You need godly people around you, strengthening you, building you up, encouraging you, sharpening you. We all need that strong community. We need people in our life. We weren't designed to do it alone. I asked you a minute ago to just, and this is something that you need to be thinking about. Audit your friendships. Are there some that you're thinking to yourself, they're just pulling me down? It's not helping me pursue God. It's not helping me get to where I need to be spiritually. They're not going to help me get to what God has called me to do. If that's you today, again, it's time to put some distance in between you and them. And I know that can be very hard. That can. And it's not like you have to just call them and say, "Hey, we're done with." You're not breaking up with them, right? It's not like you're breaking up with your girlfriend or boyfriend or anything like that. But again, you just start to put distance in between you and them. You can love them from a distance if necessary. Today, ask the Lord for the courage to create healthy boundaries. Maybe you've been isolated and you've just been doing life alone and it's just not working out for you. And you realize, I so need people in my life. Today, I want to just encourage you. Commit to getting connected. Really, there's not a better time to get more connected in the church than, whenever we do life groups. They're such a blessing to all of us who have been part of them. I want to encourage you to be here. There are great people in this church. Can we all just admit, there are some great people in this church, amen? Our best friends are all in this room right now. We have, of course, people outside of the church that we hang out with that are not nearly as cool as y'all. But whether it's people we go to the gym with or whatever, go running with, stuff like that. But these are some really good people in here. I really want to encourage you to get to know them better. God cares about who we're connected with. Hear me today. The wrong connections, they're just going to prevent you from getting to that destiny that God has for you. Amen? Let's just bow our head today. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all your goodness in our life. Lord, we thank you for the people that you've placed into our lives, Lord. God, I just want to say thank you for this amazing church family that's right here with me this morning, Lord. Our family that's watching online as well. What a blessing they are. What a blessing they are, Father. Lord, we pray for your wisdom. Lord, as we evaluate those who are in our lives, God. Lord, we understand that as we come into new seasons, that not everybody comes with us. And Lord, maybe we felt like we've had to pull them into this season with us, but Lord, that may have not been your plan whatsoever. Lord, help us to see. Holy Spirit, show us who are the ones that we need to create some healthy boundaries with. Lord, because we want to keep heading towards you, God. We don't want to get slowed down. We don't want to head in the opposite direction, God. We want to just keep pursuing you. Lord, pursuing our calling, our destiny, God. We want to get to the place that you, Father, want us to be. Father, I pray that, Lord, today that we're going to be good friends, Lord. Besides just having healthy relationships, but Father, we're going to be those good friends, Lord, that build others up. Lord, that encourage, that strengthen, that sharpen. Lord, that whenever people spend time around us, they leave thinking, wow, that was just so refreshing. Lord, that they're just encouraged. And Lord, it's just going to be because your love's just going to be coming out of us, Lord. The light of Jesus is just going to be coming out of us. Father, we want to be those positive friends. Lord, for any that are experiencing wounds, Lord, from, Lord, just a relationship that maybe has gone south, God, or friendship, Lord, where there was hurt. Holy Spirit, I just ask you to start healing right now. Lord, healing those wounds right now in Jesus' name. Father, make us that iron that sharpens iron. Lord, we want to sharpen our friends, God. We want to be sharpened, God, by strong friends as well. Lord, we give you all the praise and you all the glory.
Thank you for listening to the Church Alive Teaching of the Week with Pastor Gene Amoson. We invite you to join us for our Sunday morning worship service every Sunday at 8:45 or 10:30. Learn more at churchalive.net.